Urban Farming. Mario Vasel is a German photographer who takes photos for National Geographic. Mario is interested in urban farming, so many of his photos show farmers and gardeners. However, urban farming is different from traditional farming. It's when people farm and garden in the middle of the city. Mario traveled to urban farms all over the U.S. In Boston, one man has bees on the roof of the Lenox Hotel. The hotel uses honey from the bees in its restaurant. In San Francisco, there's a small farm next to the Giants baseball stadium. When people watch the game, they can also buy sandwiches from the farm with fresh vegetables. And in Washington, D.C., volunteers can help in a garden at the White House. For Mario, the most surprising urban farm is at San Quentin State Prison in California. The prison has a garden, and once a week, prisoners can take a gardening class. They learn how to grow plants and flowers. Working in the garden is also therapeutic. Mario's photos are all of the U.S., but you can find urban farms in a lot of different countries and large cities, such as Tokyo, Lima, and Perth. That's because about 3.5 billion people, half the world's population, live in cities today, and they want fresh, healthy food. And more people think urban farming is the answer to the world's food shortages, as well as to making our cities greener and more relaxing.